Thanks for calling HBO. My name is Angel. How may I help you?
Hi, it's Esther from Best Buy. So I'm calling in regards of another of a dishwasher delivery and installation that is with you guys, and it was scheduled from 12 to 8, as I see right here in the system. However, they have not contacted the customer, and she is just wondering if you guys will still show up, because she received a message that you will be there between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. and that time has already gone. So can I please like send you the phone number so you can check the appointment for me?
What's the phone number?
It would be 817-917-3824.
That order number is not that number is not popping up in our system, ma'am. You have a first and last name?
All right, so the phone number is 817-917-3824.
817-917-3824. It's not popping up.
Yeah,
you have a first and last name?
The person is Suhar Sarda. S-U-H-A-R.
Can you spell it again?
S-U-H-A-I-R Sarda.
Can you start over? I'm not understanding you.
Right, so the number, I'm sorry.
The first name.
Would be S-U-H-A-I-R.
Okay.
Then
and
the last name would be Z, as in zebra, A-R-D-E-H.
Z-A-R-D-E-A-H?
No, E-H.
Z-A-R-D-E-H?
I also have...
Z-A-R-D-E-H?
Yes, that's the one, correct. And I also have another order number if you would like to have
what's
that.
The order number? Because that's not popping up as well.
All right, so it would be 112-114-954-1783.
That wouldn't be the order number. Do you have... Wait, never mind. It popped up. I'm sorry. And you said no one came. Oh, give me just a second. Was this for a delivery or install?
It was for both dishwasher and delivery of the dishwasher. I also have other number.
Give me just a second. I got it. It popped up.
Awesome.
Okay, ma'am, so I see this is a, you contacted the wrong number, so I can give you the number to call as far as talking to someone.
All right, could you provide me with the phone number?
Okay, that number is 927. Wait, give me just a second. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, no, that's us. That's us. I'm sorry. I got confused. Give me just a second so I can try to get in contact with that tech office.
All right, yes.
Hello, are you still here?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, so I sent the email over to that tech because he didn't answer. So once they get that email, someone will contact you as far as that, well, to contact the customer as far as her installment.
All right, but you're saying that she will be contacted.
Right.
Yeah, but today, tomorrow, is it gonna be done today?
See, I'm not sure because he didn't answer. That's why I had to send the email over.
All right, then what would you tell this customer?
Just hold on, give me just a second so I can make sure I give out the right details.
Of course.
Okay, just let her know once we are updated, we'll reach out. But at this time, we don't have a ETA for her. And
all right, so basically you won't arrive today.
Right.
Right. And is there any reason why?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm only the dispatch. It's the tech office. I emailed him as far as it, but the only thing I could do is just send over an email because we just basically just a dispatcher.
Right. So you're 100% sure that they won't arrive today?
Hold on. Let me make. Okay. Give me just a second. I'll make sure.
All right.
Okay, so at this time, we're not able to confirm if he'll be coming today or tomorrow. So that's why we got to escalate it over to see if they are coming and when. But if something unplanned occurred with the driver, they might not be able to.
All right. Then thank you so much for letting me know that. I'll try to see what I can tell her. I will dispatch the case as well to a department so they can reschedule with her on the line. And you're telling me that you will do so as well, so this will be escalated in both parts. All right.
Right.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
All right,
thanks for calling HBO. You enjoy your day.